The celebrations of the Christmas season help us to reflect and meditate on the great mystery of the Incarnation. The Incarnation is the fact that God became man for us. At Christmas, we heard the gospel of the shepherds and the angelic chorus. And we heard how God used the smallest, the least things of this world in order to accomplish a great work. Shepherds who were low on the social hierarchy of the day, Mary, Joseph, simple people to accomplish this great work. Last Sunday, we meditated on the Holy Family, how God was born in the midst of a family, just like all of us. And over the New Year's holiday, we meditated on Mary, who is Mother of Jesus and also our mother, because we believe in the Lord. Today's Feast of the Epiphany unfolds for us the fact that the mystery of Christmas was not meant for a small part of humanity. It was not meant just for the Jewish people. Today marks Jesus' revelation to the Gentiles, those who are not ethnically or religiously Jewish. St. Paul, in the second reading today, said that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus. Today's feast celebrates the fact that God came to save all people. In the first reading, we heard from the prophet Isaiah of all the people going up to Jerusalem to encounter and worship the Lord. Jesus comes for all of humanity. He dies for us all, regardless of our tribal or ethnic heritage. The journey of the Magi to Bethlehem was the beginning of man's journeying to Jesus, a journey which has continued over these 2,000 years. The searching and the journeying of the Magi is a sign of the universality of the call to holiness and salvation in Jesus. And in their journey, we see our own life's journey to Jesus. Who were these Magi? We don't know a whole lot about them. Some people call them kings, others wise men. We really don't even know that there were three of them. St. Matthew never tells us how many there were. The number three just has stuck because of the three gifts that they brought. But what we do know about the Magi is that they were seeking something greater. They were seeking something greater than themselves. They had within them that natural human impulse to find value and meaning and fulfillment and purpose beyond ourselves. That's why they were scanning the night sky. They were looking for a sign. And one night they found it, the star. The star shining. And they get up and they go. They see that sign and they do something about it. They arrive in Jerusalem and they say that they're seeking a king. They ask, where is the newborn king of the Jews? They assume that this great sign is a sign of an earthly king. And then they go on to Bethlehem and they encounter Jesus and they're changed. That natural impulse within them, that human drive to find value and fulfillment outside of ourselves, finds its fulfillment in the experience of the birth of Jesus. They find that fulfillment in not an earthly king, but a heavenly king, in the religious experience of the birth of Jesus. And that's how it works for all mankind. That's the universality that we celebrate in today's feast. We all have within us this drive for something greater, for purpose and meaning and fulfillment in our lives. And that fulfillment and purpose is found in Jesus. The Magi really stand for all of us, my friends. All of us who want value and meaning and purpose and fulfillment in our lives. And we can find those and so much more in Jesus, in the religious experience of believing in the Lord Jesus. The other major character in this story of the Epiphany is Herod. And history tells us that Herod was a brutal king, that he consolidated his power through violence, and he lorded his authority over the people. And he treats the arrival of these travelers from the east as a threat. This new king, they're looking for a king. They call him King of the Jews. Well, Herod was the king of the Jews. So this new child was a threat to Herod. And so he resorts to lies and deceptions. He says, go search for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I might go and do him homage. He didn't want to give homage to that child. He was a liar. And ultimately, he's a murderer. After the Magi depart in a rage, he murders all the firstborn males in Bethlehem. As the Magi represent the human instinct to something greater than ourselves, Herod represents the traps of this fallen world, greed and pride and power and pleasure and hatred, all of those things that the world throws at us. But what Herod didn't understand is that if he had submitted himself to this newborn king, this king was not a threat to his power, Herod would have gained so much more. He would have gained the ability to know God in this life and live with him forever in heaven. The child wasn't interested in taking away Herod's rule. He was interested in giving Herod so much more. And likewise, the world tells us that submitting ourselves to God will hamper our freedom. But in reality, doing so will give us true freedom. Because when we seek the things of this world, when we spend our time seeking pleasure and power and greed, they enslave us. They make us addicts because there's never enough. There's always more and more that we need to satisfy ourselves. And Jesus said in his ministry, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus doesn't steal our freedom. He makes us truly free, and he gives us life in abundance. My friends, just like the Magi, each of us are on a journey to Jesus. Our journey through this life leads us to our heavenly homeland, to become saints, that universal call to be in heaven with God forever. And like the star that lit the way for the Magi, Jesus is the light that shines in our lives and lights our way. Through his word, the sacraments, his grace, a bright light shining in our world. And we may not have fancy gifts to bring, to lay at his feet, but the only gift he wants is us. And when we offer him that, he gives us more than we could ever imagine. One of my favorite Christmas carols is In the Bleak Midwinter. You may not be familiar with that. We don't really sing it in church all that often. But the very last line there, I think, sums up what I'm trying to communicate to us today. It goes like this. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what can I give him? Give him my heart.